I'm going to talk to the kids and, of course, all the other children of God at the same time, too. But we have been looking at parts of the worship service. This is what we're going to be doing for a little while. Who remembers last week we started with the invocation that we gather here in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? Isn't that the way we start every worship service? So after the invocation, does anybody know what comes next? After the invocation, what's next? You almost said it. I could see the word starting to form it. Yes? Almost. That's next week. After the invocation, confession and absolution. Those are big fancy words, but I'm going to tell you what they mean. Are you ready? Confession, I could summarize with two words. Are you ready? I'm sorry. Who's ever had to say that? Right? I'm sorry when we do something. Now, absolution can be summarized with three words. Do you know what they might be? If somebody says, I'm sorry, what do we say? Now, that's two words. It's okay. That's what we usually say, right? It's okay. How about this? I forgive you. How's that sound? Congregation, I'm sorry. What do you say? I forgive you, right? We forget to talk that way sometimes. But that's a Christian way to talk. When we either commit a sin against somebody else, I say, I'm sorry. Or if they committed a sin against me, then I have to say, I forgive you, right? And that can especially happen if we have brothers and sisters in our house. Let me ask you this question. Who here, and I'll ask you adults too, who here sinned in the last 7 days? 7 days. I had some people at 8 o'clock tell me they had not sinned. And I think they were joking, right? Who here, all of us, has sinned? So you know what we do? We come into church and we take care of that right away, right? We come in here and we say to God, God, I'm sorry. And then God says, and here, I forgive you all your sins. Is that right? That's the way. What do we got going on, guys? We're kind of running all around the place. But anyway, I'm sorry. I forgive you. We say that every week in church because God forgives us and Jesus the Savior. And so we get to start clean and fresh, right? I'm sorry. And the response is, I forgive you. All righty. God forgives us too. So you guys can head back to your places.